This is Dr. Lee Dickering, follow-up progress note, patient name Stevens, Stevens, date of service 10-20-2023, date of birth for this patient 9-3-1950, place which check charge the patient seen today for follow-up, CHF, leg edema, periodic confusions, subjective, patient today is more cooperative, no shortness breath, no cough, no congestion, her leg edema is significantly improved with the aggressive diuretic. Patient is sitting on the chair and very pleasant today. No headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever. On examination, patient is awake, she's alert, forgetful, memory is impaired, and vitals, blood pressure is 126 over 70, pulse 70, temperature 97.3 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 98%. Next, upper longevity, chest and tender lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart testiness 2, abdomen is soft, not in bottom past extremities. Edema bilateral leg has significantly improved. A trace edema left. Neuro, she's awake, forgetful, and disoriented. Lab reviewed by me, medication reviewed by me, assessment. Patient has bilateral leg edema and in the setting of diastolic CHF, currently improving. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, previous CVA. Next line, asthma slash COPD. Next line, hypothyroidism. Next line, dementia. And ambulatory dysfunction. Plan of care will continue all her current medication for all precautions. Care plan discuss the nursing staff. Next patient is a Cannon, C-A-N-N-O-N, Cannon Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, Cannon Harris. Lisa, L-I-S-A, date of birth 2/17/1966, place Future Care Charles Village, date of service 10/20/2023. I saw the patient today as a coverage for Dr. Ahmed, AHMED. I was called by the nursing staff that patient has hyperkalemia. Yesterday, potassium level went up to 6.1. Patient has a known CKD, being followed by nephrology outpatient and being monitored at the nursing home also. I came to see the patient today. Yesterday, I gave her Lokelma, and today we did repeat lab, and they are reassuring. Patient denies any headache, dizziness, palpitation, and no cough, no congestion. On examination, patient is awake, she's alert, oriented M3, sitting on the wheelchair, blood pressure is 158 over 75, pulse 75, temperature 98.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse 98%. Next, upon GFD chest and tender lungs are clear, heart SNS2, regular abdomen is soft, non-tender proximal positive extremities, bilateral amputation stump healed, neuro she's awake, alert, oriented M3. Laboratory data, I have reviewed her labs today. Yesterday potassium was 6.1, but today repeat lab sodium is 141, potassium is 5.1, carbide 111, CO2 22, glucose is 106, BUN 87, creatinine 3.78, calcium level 8.9. Assessment, hyperkalemia, next line CKD, next line, status post bilateral lower extremity amputation, next line ambulatory dysfunction, next line history of diabetes mellitus, history of hypertension, history of CVA, plan of care. At this point, I have reviewed all her medications. And I have discussed with the nursing staff. We'll give her another dose of Lokelma today and we'll monitor BMP again on Monday. Currently, patient is on Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. She got yesterday also, we're going to give her today again. And the rest of the medication I have reviewed, they will be continued, diabetes will be monitored, and electrolytes will be monitored. Case plan discuss with the nursing staff, case discuss with the patient also, and the dietitian will see the patient regarding her low potassium diet. Thank you.